Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Erin Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 5:45 on Friday morning. Hi, Vinny.
Today's your big day.
Oh, it is my big day. Yep. Got it for the big show tonight. A really big shoe.
Are you modeling today? Are you being a model? Are photos happening for you?
No.
What's going on?
What's happening?
I don't know. Isn't that a reflector?
Oh, it's for our check presentation later today.
Oh, yes. Yes.
We have Tim must have put that up there.
A large check to present.
Yeah, because there's like a, we're looking, there's a weird reflection going on when it's daylight.
Oh. Well, we could pull the shades down.
That is true.
Yeah. Whatever. I'm sure that guy knows what he's doing. He's the guy with the camera.
Say, today is your tonight's your big show, and you're doing a modeling shoot this morning. I mean, could you pack stuff in?
I know I look extra special, wonderful today, but no, I'm not doing a modeling shoot, Vinny. No, we have a couple weeks ago, actually 2 weeks ago today, right?
Uh-huh.
We asked the Bay Area to come together to help out people in the North Bay as much as possible, and we came up with a huge number. I think it's the biggest one-day haul that we have ever raised.
Yeah, and actually, I gave you guys a number yesterday. It's even higher than that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Thank you for your generosity.
Mm-hmm. What's the number?
We'll find out at 9. 9 o'clock, we're going to present the check to Tipping Point.
You don't want to say?
I guess it doesn't really matter. Do you want me to say?
Yeah, of course.
Sure.
It's $111,000.
$111,000.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And
it's huge.
Help is on the way, North Bay.
Yeah.
Man, I don't read them on the air every day, but I read articles about the recovery efforts every day.
My dad and John drove up there yesterday.
They did.
And drove through Coffee Park and we're just checking out all the, you know, my dad wanted to go see.
Yeah, I have mixed feelings about that because I do want to go see, but I don't want to be a looky-loo type person. And, you know, they call them, disaster tourists.
Yeah.
And I feel like, that's their privacy. But I do want to see.
I know.
It. What did he say?
They said, you know, a lot of the, first of all, he was super impressed with the clear out job that they've done on a lot of these places.
Tons
a lot of stuff
and
hasn't been touched. But a lot of people have signs in their yard, you know, things like not here for this Christmas, but we'll be back next year. And a lot of people have just decorated their mailboxes or whatever's left standing. And he said that, you know, you get a picture of what it looks like as you watch the news or whatever. And then you drive up there and you, as far as the eye can see, everything's good. Like, all you see are chimneys standing up, and that it's just horrifying.
Yeah.
He said he felt like there was just a hand squeezing his heart.
Ugh.
I know. It was, you know, and look, he went and yes, he was a looky-loo and, you know, but look, it's right in our backyard, everyone. We should all be aware of. Because the thing is, too, the further we get away from it, the less people who weren't affected by it directly, the less we think about it. Mm-hmm. And so, you know,
that's the way, though. That's not anything to feel
guilty.
Like, I was just watching.
But the people are still going through.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But I was watching. I'm glued to The Punisher.
Yeah.
And they're doing the scene in
New
York.
Who's the star of this again?
The guy from Walking
Dead.
Shane
from The Walking Dead. Got it.
They're doing a scene in New York City where they're walking. And the guy goes, look at everyone. It's like just the other day, 9/11 happened, and everyone walks around here like it never happened. And it's true. And that's obviously a totally different disaster, but that's how you recover from things. You get
Life
on.
Life goes on.
And so don't feel guilty about that, but the people did kick down.
Mm-hmm.
They do care, and the money's
Very
on its way.
So.
It's going to be a big help.
Yeah.
Turning point is huge.
Yeah. So Daniel's Annie, our Queen Annie from the Bay Club, is going to be in. And then Daniel, who I believe is the president of...
We had him on.
Yeah, we had him on the
before
phone.
Before we did our thing.
Daniel Lurie, CEO and founder of Tipping Point Community. And by the way, you can still visit tippingpoint.org/Alice to make a donation.
Yep.
Or you can still text, because that's
the text
still
thing,
open.
20222. $25 exactly. Donation.
Right. So that's that link or whatever it's called. I'll give you this whole sheet about the stuff, Sarah.
All right, perfect. Yeah, I'm writing stuff down. I'm like, oh, all right, okay. That sounds good.
But last night, I gave one of you guys the article about the concert last night.
Yeah.
I think raised $15 million. Did you see that
That's
number?
Wonderful. I didn't see that this morning.
Yeah.
So between the two concerts, they've raised well over $30 million.
Yeah.
Of course, it's going to take billions, and obviously the government will help with some of that. People's insurance will cover some of it, but, you know, there's people who've lost everything and can't ever afford to get it back. So Tipping Point is they've been around a long time and done really good work. Like, as we looked into them as a charity, they're kind of amazing.
They're excellent.
So so we're happy to have raised that money, and
we'll do that around
put our
nine.
Drop in the bucket. Mm-hmm. Yep. Very nice.
We also have carolers coming in today.
Oh, what time is that happening?
8:00.
All right. So that's Bananas at Large, our friend Alan. Oh, you got your banana shirt on. All right, Vinny.
Sure, look at you.
You'll be able to take the picture with Alan with your banana shirt on.
This is my boy. I like that guy.
So I think he gets kids from the, is it Tara Linda High?
You know what? He texted me. I that might be right, Sarah.
But he's brought him in. I think this is the third year in a row. He sing us a little, you know, get us in the Christmas spirit. God, I used to love caroling when I was a kid. I haven't gone caroling in years. Yeah. We were going to do like a big caroling thing.
Wouldn't you say you're doing the biggest possible caroling thing tonight?
Right,
the caroling, you know, knocking on people's doors and singing them a song. Although I would like to say, for the record, because we had carolers, I don't think it was last year, it might have been the year before, carolers showed up at our house, a huge group of them. And 12 Days of Christmas, too long. It's too long of a song to be standing out in front of someone's house singing. Gets cold.
Yeah,
in the doorway.
That is a long song to be singing.
It's a long song. You know, Deck the Halls. Wish you a Merry Christmas.
I have the joy and the spirit of the holidays, but I sure hope I don't answer the door to any carolers.
It's
always
for your
in
kid.
The middle of stuff, though. I'm really not like
not at your house.
You've now trapped me. Now I'm stuck.
You
yeah,
are
not
trapped.
At my house.
There's no question. It's
like,
it's rude to slam the door on
yeah,
carolers.
Like,
you
got
to stand
is.
There smiling.
Yeah.
And
they know where I do. I tip them. Do you want an apple?
I know.
What do you do?
Can
well, when
you tell
it's a
them?
Small group, you are supposed to. I mean, that was the olden days way. You invited them in. You gave them some figgy pudding or, you know, whatever they were looking for. You tell them what, Vin?
I'm eating dinner. Come back. Never.
Yeah.
The
my dinner's getting
never,
cold.
You can return.
Yeah. On the 12th day of never. The carolers came to me.
Hey, so the kids from the carolers, they're from Drake High School.
Oh, from Drake. Okay.
Yeah.
That's in San Anselmo, I believe.
You know it?
Yeah, it's in the TAM school district. You can choose that school when you...
Did you?
Yes, no, we went to TAM High because it was walking distance from our house. And we were like, hey, kids, why don't you go here? But I guess they can pick any of those schools.
That's weird.
Yeah. You know, maybe you didn't have a good time in middle school, so you decide you're going to go someplace else. Let's get a fresh new start.
Rebrand yourself.
Yeah, I'm going to go somewhere else.
That name they all call me, maybe I can turn that
maybe
around.
Maybe I can escape that if I go to a different high school. I tell my kids all the time, I'm like, you have so many, there's so many chances to reinvent yourself during your life. It's when you start college, anytime you start a new job, whenever you move, there's all these chances. So every time, try to learn something each place that you are and see the things in you that are negatives and try to shed those or try to, you know, project different. So, because I always felt that I moved so many times and had so many different jobs that it was actually like, all right, next time I have a job, I won't let this situation happen again, or I won't act like this, or I won't do that, or, you know, whatever it is. And you just have these chances to sort of reinvent who you are and you know, go into a new high school. Might give you, that's your first chance. If you got to pick. I don't know if I would have. I think I would have been fine with my. I had a harder time in high school than middle school. Middle school wasn't super, but it isn't for anybody, really.
Well, it's,
but I wonder if I would have picked a different school if I'd had that option. Like,
it's the puberty years, so
oh,
it's
God,
not
it's the worst.
It's not easy.
No.
But as far as that goes, I negotiated. I personally negotiated that stuff pretty easily.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people. When you hear their stories, you just go, "How was that so hard for you? Like really hard? Like,
oh my
like,
God, high
like
school
devastatingly
was
hard for some people." And it's heartbreaking when you hear it. You think, or you read about it, or you see some kids are brought to almost attempted suicide.
Sure,
yeah. I mean, you just go,
no, they're horrible years to go through while your body and your mind are under siege from themselves.
it's their enemies.
It's, listen, if you're a teenager listening right now, it does get better. And when people grow up, who among us as an adult doesn't look back on some incident, something that they did as a child that they wish they could take back, that they can't believe that they were capable of at the time? You're going to be fine. You're going to grow up and you're going to fit yourself into adult life. Don't let these years kill you. Don't let them crush you.
Well, I'm already talking to my 4-year-old. You got to be able to understand, like, don't fall for it.
No.
The people are, first of all, you're not asking for their opinion in the first place.
Yeah.
So there's that. Let them know that.
Yeah.
No one asked you. Zip it. And then beyond that, don't buy that. Don't buy what they're selling.
Yeah. Well, it's easy to say. It's hard to, you know, when I've seen girls be so cruel, like just cut another girl out. And then she's got to come home, and the parents, what are the parents going to do? Call the girls and say you have to be friends with her?
Yeah.
Like, it's, man, it is rough. And you don't want your kid to be the one cut out, but you also don't want your kid to be the one doing the cutting. Like, why, you know, but that's, it's part of growing up. And most people survive it. Others are crushed by it. But it does get better, and you'll get out into the world, and you'll, you know, get the respect that you deserve.
Different subject.
Okay. That's good.
So
here we go. Done with that one.
Yesterday's Secret Show was by far the best one. I haven't laughed that hard.
Oh my God.
At one of your
shows
before.
I don't
More
know,
John
man.
And Gentry, please.
Boy,
I don't know what the hell was going on there. But
I didn't either. I
didn't
was like,
either.
What is happening here?
I know. My dad is like, you know, look, the guy's almost 80 years old. I mean,
what do they do?
Like, he's like, I can't sit through this.
What do you mean, what do they do? What does that have to do with any of this? Well, I mean, what do they do?
Yeah, what's their life like? What do they get up and go to work every day? And I'm like, and even John was like, what?
He's like Mr. Leftfield.
I'm just trying to figure out what they do.
It's like, we don't know. We only have his email that you obviously didn't listen to.
He's a barber. I don't know. Does that help you?
Oh my God, it was so funny. I have to say, I'm still super weirded out by the uncensored ability to swear.
Yeah.
It's almost like, because I knew stuff was getting bleeped on the show before, I was just, I don't know, like knowing that the swears or, you know, whatever, you know, even the things that we describe are going to be left in there in full, it makes me edgy because it feels like more of a real broadcast, more like in here.
Sure.
So I almost feel like sometimes I'll throw in an F word just so that the people who are psyched that there's no more bleeping. Like, it's such a strange, it's a, I'm sure we'll get used to it. I'm sure it'll become easier, but it's definitely like, oh.
Well, you know, we work for a corporate, we've always worked for a corporation, but we work for a new one.
Mm. Intercom, hello.
Hello, Intercom. Love you.
So far, so good.
There's no doubt, though, that I have had moments, whether it be, you know, I don't know. I was looking in the mirror, I think, shaving, or just like different little moments where I'm like, I hope they really know what they said yes to.
Yeah.
And not like at some point go,
pull it from us.
Oh, we never said you could do that. You know what I mean? Like all of us.
Why would we okay that?
We asked them though, like,
I know.
Anything.
I'm telling you, I just have fears.
I know.
Because sometimes.
I agree.
So
I'm with you.
I've had that concern a couple times where I was just like, I'm not going to. I'm just going to leave it.
It's,
they said, we said, It's no, all good. No. But I do have fears.
Right. Well, I definitely will not say all the stuff that I have said. I just won't. I just don't need the world to hear me say the C word or something. I mean, I just don't think that'll ever happen. I don't know if I have it in me.
Really?
Well, have we said it at the live secret shows?
Yes.
For sure?
Absolutely.
650 said, it was so funny. Sarah, really? John, what? And then the laughter, yours and mine. Oh, my God, I was dying. A31 said, I agree. Died laughing.
Oh, funny.
So
listen,
weird.
If you don't know what we're talking about, hey, guys, there's podcasts in the world, and we do one of them. Actually, we do three of them or more. Because we do this part of the show. This is
the broadcast.
Isn't this fantastic? You can get just this section. It's called The Lost 30. You text her who's writing in The Lost 15.
Don't bother.
Don't bother. We know. And then we podcast our whole regular show. But then we do an additional podcast called The Secret Show. And we take bad advice letters from people. Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com. No problem too big. No problem too small. And we bat them around. And we think we give great advice. So...
sometimes.
Yeah. Other times we're just way off base. But you can find it at radio.com, which is an app. You can just type in Sarah and Vinny Secret Show and it'll load up the podcast for you, or on iTunes or any place that you get your apps from. We're super easy to find, the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show podcast. They're a thing, man. And we've got one.
They're a good thing, man. They really are.
They're fun. And up until very recently, we were bleeping all our swear words because of CBS standards and practices. But Entercom doesn't have those same standards and practices, so they're like, censorship? What? No. And so we kind of go for it.
I was on the Entercom getting Corpo signed up last night. Did you do that yet?
With the health?
All that stuff.
Yeah,
well, so I don't. I have all my stuff through...
the union.
The union, right.
But there's other things you need to get signed up for. They give you life insurance.
I did the life insurance.
They give you accidental...
death and dismemberment.
Yes.
Yeah, they do.
They give you that.
I did pet insurance, too.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Nice.
Just in case. Never know. That vet bill can be...
Yeah.
It's weird to look at that
just
stuff,
getting shot,
though.
Crazy.
Yes. Yeah.
And be wondering, like, am I going to regret saying no to this? No.
Yeah, I was just like,
no,
yeah,
find out later.
No. What's the most I can get? And then I texted John, hey, I signed. And I'm like, oh, is he think I'm going to kill? I go, don't worry, I'm not going to kill you. You know, all the crazy shows I watch, Snapped, and all the women killing their husbands over insurance money. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
He walks in. How are you going to kill me now?
Oh, are you going to hang more pictures on the wall? That's going to kill me.
Shut up.
I can't live like this.
I feel crowded.
Well, I'm super excited for the weekend. I've got big plans. Anybody else could live in large? Hooman's getting
music.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my God. He's so excited about the music today. He's so excited about the Eminem record.
Is he?
Yeah.
He's a fan?
I guess so. He's really excited about it. But then
good. I love Eminem.
I know. And he started going through all the new music. And he's like, oh, and this? Mm-hmm. He turns around. He goes, this is going to be the best new music segment ever. Like, all right. I think it's going to be, because Bryn will be back next week. So it'll be the last one that Hooman has to do this year. So he's really going to pour himself into it, Vinny. It's going to be a big deal.
I just got the worst story of
time. What? Oh, no. What?
So you know how they passed net neutrality yesterday?
No, they unpassed
it. Thursday's FCC vote to end net neutrality will kill many of the things you enjoy most about the internet in its current form, but chief among them is your ability to access copious amounts of free adult entertainment.
Oh, I did see that this morning.
Oh, no, Vinny. Well, California's suing to make net neutrality the law here and a requirement of doing business.
It's going to be caught up in the courts for
a
while.
It's
going
to be a big thing, guys. I guess, you know, it remains to be seen how it affects all of us.
Gold.
It ain't good. It's 603. KLSE, KLSE, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We will be right back. Happy Friday.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.